The cattle industry is tackling greenhouse gas emissions head-on, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Beef and dairy producers are actively pursuing ways to trim their carbon footprint. In a recent U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action webinar, Extension Specialist Logan Thompson of Kansas State University tallied the ways livestock producers are implementing offsets.
Anaerobic digesters are a really promising tool to reduce emissions. Depending on adoption rates and where you are climatically, that impacts what kind of digester is going to work for you. But you can see greenhouse gas emission reductions over 50%. And then you also get the benefit of providing renewable energy, most commonly into the California Green Energy Program. This is a tailor-made solution. It just needs to become more economically advantageous and get more and more early adopters.
The Valley View Dairy near Brookings, South Dakota uses a manure digester, and Michael Crinion is the manager there.
All farmers that I know of always want to leave their operation better than they received it. There is a lot of opportunities for farmers to sequester a lot of carbon, but they have to be properly compensated for that. So all types of sustainability has to start with financial sustainability for the farmer first.
There's a link to a recording of the webinar on the show info page at northshoreproductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.